Welcome everyone, this is Average Advice.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Zar. This podcast is just two best mates discussing the challenges of life and using our past experiences to give questionable advice on how to adequately succeed.
Join us as we discuss a new topic weekly and travel through the challenges we have faced while growing up as a millennial and give our expert advice on navigating the harsh world of adulthood.
We will tell stories, we'll exchange banter, and we'll relive our past mistakes so you don't have to.
So please subscribe.
Subscribe.
And enjoy the show.
Timmy.
All right. First episode.
One.
Dude, how do you feel?
I'm stoked.
I know. Well, we've been doing this for, what, 4 weeks now? Trying to plan this?
Yeah, trial and error, you know?
I know. Well, everybody, obviously, this is our first episode.
So be kind to us. Yes. We're learning. We're on our L plates.
So please, as the intro said, we are Average Vice, and the idea is each week we're going to come up with a new topic. I think this week is breakups.
Breakups.
So
everyone's had a breakup. I hope everyone's had the experience of the sadness of a breakup, then the happiness you feel once you're over it.
I don't want to say I hope everyone's experienced a breakup because it's not fun. But
if you're one of those couples that has been together since you got together, you've been together 20 plus years. You know, you've been married 60 years. Well, props to you. That's a hard effort, you know?
It's hard, but also, like, imagine if you broke up after 25 years, like, and you've never experienced a breakup before.
Breaking up after, like, 2 years is hard enough, so, yeah. You know.
So, obviously, we're going to go through a couple of stories of when we broke up with people, and I think the main reason we wanted to bring this up and talk about this is because I don't know about you, Zar, but when I break up, I turn into a fucking monster. Like, I completely change who I am.
I don't turn into a monster. I turn into, like, that little, like, sad little mopey puppy dog, and I'm kind of pathetic.
Mm. Yeah. Pathetic is definitely a good word.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, because obviously when I... When
but what do you mean by monster? Are you, like, angry, or are you, like... What does that mean?
Okay, so when I speak to girls, I would have specific rules in place of, like, to come across not like a creep, you know what I mean? Like, so, like, for instance, you don't double text. If they're not replying to you, there's probably a reason and stuff like that. Like,
you don't send 100 in a row?
Well, when I break up, I definitely do.
You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. Like, so the rules go out the window.
The rules completely go out the window, and everything. And the whole time I'm thinking, I'm like, well, I shouldn't be doing this, but I still do it because for some reason, when you're in love and you don't have that love anymore, like, I don't know if this is a guy
basically,
thing, or
I think it's a thing where your emotions take over your logic.
Correct. Yeah. So, and emotions to a guy can be kryptonite.
Yeah.
Like, because your logic and your sense of abilities just leaves. So,
oh yeah. I mean, and that even happens in relationships. Sometimes even before the breakup, your logic just, it's just gone, and you're just running on emotion because you're infatuated with this person. And a lot of the time that can lead to the breakup because you sort of change who you are.
Especially if you think that it's leading to a breakup already, or if, like,
yeah.
For instance, I suppose for me, the hardest thing that I've experienced is throughout a relationship when you can sort of see one of the parties is getting distant, and like they're changing aspects,
and it can be like really subtle and slow sometimes.
Well, yeah, like just the way they text you is different, or the way they speak to you, or all of a sudden they're a little bit more busy, and like that slow paranoia of not knowing what's going on in their head, but. Yeah. You're not an idiot, so you can sort of put two and two together.
And it's a thing because obviously you're in a relationship and then you see that happening. You feel like you have no control because they're an individual with their own feelings, their own thoughts, and you can't control how they feel. And you know,
but you wish you could.
Yeah. And if they're starting to get those feelings, start drifting away, there's not really much you can do. I mean, if there is a cure for it, then please someone tell us all the cure, you know. No. But also I think, just before we go to the next bit, I think if that's happening, it's not meant to be.
Well, that's the thing, and obviously it's hindsight's 2020, you know what I mean? Like obviously before
Captain Hindsight.
Yeah. Before while you're in a relationship and you have that one person that you love completely and they're always there, you get into a habit or a routine that when it's broken, you feel lost. You don't know how to sort of work or live or do anything anymore because...
You become a bit dependent.
100%. And that's what relationships are, though. You're supposed to be a little bit dependent. A little bit dependent.
Well...
Not overly dependent, but a little bit.
You wanna maintain your independence, like who you are, your own goals, your own ambitions, but you've brought someone else into those goals.
Yeah.
So you don't, you know, give up on those dreams. You keep working towards them, but you're working towards them with them. You're not changing for them.
Support.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, you're their support.
Someone that's going to guide you, help you, but also not prevent you from reaching those goals, you know?
So I suppose breakups is... you can't have breakups without relationships. So I think this podcast is going to be twofold. Obviously, we're going to talk about relationships and our advice and opinions on what a good relationship is, but then obviously dealing with the breakup is the main part. So, what do you think a relationship is for you? Like, what do you look for in a relationship and stuff like that?
Well, the thing is, I mean, currently it's different between you and me because you're single. You're on the prowl for them for them ladies.
Make me sound like a predator,
guys. He's a predator. So
I'll send my mobile number out later.
So I'm in a relationship. Strong for, oh God, I better get this right. 2 years.
We'll edit that out later.
2 years. So, I mean, the main thing with the relationship I'm out, shout out to Yaz. I think the main thing was that I didn't feel confused at all when we were, you know, initially talking to each other. I'd felt there was no confusion. She wasn't trying to play games. She wasn't flip-flopping in emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I knew exactly who she was. She was not hiding her intentions. She was basically saying, I'm into you. Like, don't worry. Like, you're not going to scare me off by
being into me.
Yeah. Exactly. So I felt
at
that
ease.
A relationship. At ease, yeah. For me, this is like the easiest sort of relationship I've been in because I felt at ease. I felt like I could be myself and I shouldn't be worried about how she would feel about that. Mm. And she made that very clear.
I suppose so. Obviously that's good because then you feel comfortable being yourself and being able to just be yourself. Because obviously, and I think it was Joe Rogan that said, every guy should be the guy they're trying to be when they're trying to get laid. Because, like, obviously guys put their best foot forward when they like a girl. So
yeah, you try to present yourself in a way that seems better than everything else, sort of thing.
And I think the initial first couple of months or even a month, first month when you meet someone that you like, is always that toe on the line when you don't really know how much of your crazy that you can let out at once.
Well, absolutely. I mean, here's a little story. Mm. So we all love Tinder. Mm. We absolutely love in inverted commas. We've had our... Anyway.
We all use Tinder.
Yeah. So...
We're millennials, for sure.
Here's a story. Talking to a girl. Seemed going good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We were just chatting back and forth. You know, I'd send her a message. She'd send me a message. She wouldn't take too long. Maybe half an hour. I'd send back half an hour. Like, it was... It seemed casual. It seemed easy. It didn't seem like there was any games, etc. Anyway. She's like, what do you like to do? Tell her my hobby. She's like, oh, that sounds really cool. I mean, it's really interesting. I'm like, oh, tell me yours. She's like, I'm like, this sounds like it's going great. I was like, hey, let's catch up. Like, you seem cool.
So you haven't met her yet at this point?
I'm not met her. Okay. This is all on Tinder. So she seemed really into me, or from what I could tell, and I thought it was going well. And there was no indication to me that it wasn't going well.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, hey, let's hang out. Meet up. Let's hang out. We can...
As it should be.
I offered. I was like, you can come around. Like, I told her I played guitar. She's like, oh, that sounds really cool. I'm like, yeah, I'll come around. I have a pool table. Or if you wanted to, we could play Xbox. But we don't have to do it at my place. We can go somewhere else. I was basically just like...
Let's do something.
Here's some options. Yeah. She was like, yeah, that sounds cool. And I was like, oh, sweet. Send me your number and I'll text you. We'll organize. Because we'll do it over text. Better than...
I think that's the next step, sorry to interrupt, but
yeah.
The next step is once you go from Tinder, obviously, getting the number, because I don't know about you. It's
more personal.
It is. It's way more personal. And I find that if someone's not as responsive on Tinder, they're way more responsive on text because obviously they get a notification.
And I was like, okay, got to move this to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
Get the number. So I was like, hey, yeah, send me your number and we'll organize it.
Mm-hmm.
She goes quiet.
Yeah.
Doesn't say a thing. So my first thought is, what's happening? I thought this was going well. Maybe she'll reply later. And so I didn't want to send another message.
No, you can't.
So I waited I think I waited like 2 or 3 days. Yeah. Nothing from her. Yeah. So then I was like, okay, I'm just going to send her a message and be like,
what's
I
up?
I was like, hey, like, what's going on? Like, I you guess.
Keen or not?
I was basically like, oh, I guess our, like, I was being like really jokey. I was like, I guess our romantic love story must come to an end. Like, it was just, it was something ridiculous. And I was like, I was saying it like, hopefully she knows this is just me be making a joke.
Yeah, of course.
And she was like, oh, what do you mean? I sent you my number. I was waiting for you to text me. And I was like, oh, well, I never received it. Can you send it again? And again, no response.
No way.
So I was like, what is happening? Why is she doing? I'm like, if you're not interested, don't act like you're. Because I don't care. I don't give a fuck. If you're not keen, I'll just fuck off.
Well,
just go to the next woman. Like,
I mean, but you,
the
fact you say that, but you do a little bit care. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, I felt a little bit. It was a little bit of a punch in the gut. I was like, well, okay. I mean, you why were you pretending so much if you weren't good? I don't know.
It's just wasting time. Really. I don't
know, man. That anyway. But, like, that's what I was.
I've got a similar story like that. Like, yeah. So the exact same thing. I was on Tinder. Hit it off with a girl. And we actually moved to the text. So we were like,
stage two.
I think we were texting for about 3 weeks on and off, right? Yeah. We hadn't met each other yet, but we were really keen.
What was the response time? Like, was she replying quickly or was it like, you know, she would take a few hours to respond?
It wouldn't be immediate responses, but like there'd be times where we would talk and it would be immediate responses. But then after a couple of you know, an hour or so of doing that, then it would go quiet for like an hour or two.
Obviously,
you know,
people are probably busy.
Yeah, which is fine. So. That's fine. Yeah. But we were flirting a lot on text. And then she was like, yeah, I'm really keen to meet you. And I was like, cool, so am I. So then we're like, let's go walk around the lake or something for a date, first date, right?
That's real cute, Timmy.
Look, I'm a hopeless romantic. What can I say? I enjoy talking. That's why I have a podcast. But so we're going to walk for and we're going to get hot chocolate or something like that. Something real, real chill, right? Because those kind of dates can last a minute or they can last 5 hours, like depending on how the date goes.
Yeah.
Like in this day and age, every date is a blind date. So you have to be careful. But so basically got to the day. We're still texting. It was all fine. And then the day of... I got the dreaded message saying, oh, you're going to hate me. And I was like, oh, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
And she's just like, oh, I'm so sorry, but I just have to cancel tonight. And I was like, okay, no worries. What's up? Like, obviously you don't owe me anything. You know what I mean? Like, if we haven't met yet, I feel like, obviously if we're texting a bit, like it's the courtesy thing to do to say, I'm not interested, but don't owe me that. All right.
Yeah.
So what happened, she basically said that, oh, my friend just broke up with her boyfriend, and I have to go and console her tonight. And I'm like, fair enough, no worries, go be a good friend. Obviously I'm not going to be like a dick about it and be like, no, we made fucking plans.
Yeah, how dare you.
Because I still liked her, she's cute, right? And then so I was like, yeah, no worries, cool. And then I think she didn't reply for a couple of hours, but then she replied that night and she's just like, yeah, my friend, she really needed it. I'm glad. Thanks for being so understanding.
Yeah.
She literally said these words, I'm still really keen to catch up. I was like,
yep,
cool.
And in your mind, he goes, she told me I'm keen.
She said,
therefore,
she said the words, I'm keen.
Therefore, she is keen. Yeah. Like,
logic.
Yeah. Like, it makes someone sense. Tells you something, your brain goes, oh, they told me that they're keen, therefore, I would assume they are keen.
Yeah.
They told me they're keen. Oh, that means they're not keen. Yeah. It doesn't work like that.
It's weird. So, so basically, I'm like, all right, cool. So then, I'm like, how about we go and... I made another date for 2 days later or something, right? And she's like, yeah, no worries. I'm really keen for that. Let's do it. I was like, awesome. Then 2 days later, I'm like, hey, are we still on for tonight? No reply.
Yep.
And then no reply ever again.
Wow.
She just completely ghosted. And I was just like, I kept thinking and I was just like, why? Like, because those
you're those like speechless.
Kind of things, like, it's just, I don't understand. Because I'm just like, if you're not interested, just say you're not interested. It's like, I'm not a crazy person, but like, if you're not interested, it's just the common decency to say, oh, look, I'm not really keen. You know what I mean? And I'll take that. But the fact that you did the complete opposite, say you were interested and then just went cold. Then I'm just sitting there, I'm like, I'm just so confused.
But that also makes me think, has there been times where you've gone on a date with someone and then when you're on the date, you're like, oh shit, not keen, not into this.
Definitely.
Have you ever ghosted them afterwards?
No, I always tell them I'm not keen. Oh, good. I always say,
you're good then.
Well, it's just because I've been ghosted. It's not fun. Like, and my viewpoint is like, as soon as you meet them, they deserve an explanation. You can't just disappear. So, if I'm if I've met them, I always say, look, probably not going to keep him for another date. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
And then
I've been there too.
And then if they, but to be fair, even if someone texts me, I can't ghost. I'll always reply to someone, no matter what.
You're going to get all these people texting you now, like, why didn't you reply to me?
Well, fucking do it. Fucking do it.
I've had that too. I had a date and I was just not keen. And afterwards, like, they were texting me. Mm-hmm. Like, after they were like, sending me texts, like, they must have enjoyed the date. They must have been okay. Yeah. Like, what are you doing tomorrow? Blah, 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 all this stuff. And so I was just like, look, I'm sorry. Like, I'm just not keen. Like, we'll have to end it here. And she actually thanked me.
Yeah, because she thanked me for common decency to be like, look, I don't want to be romantically infatuated with you, but you're still a human, and I don't want you to be confused about what happened.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I think the confusion and not knowing is always the worst part. Like, I'm still confused about that chick today. Like, I'm like, it happened months ago, but I'm like, I don't understand. I don't get it.
It makes me think, some people just must not give a fuck.
Well, they don't. I think
they're just I'm just going to stop playing. I'm never going to see them again. Oh well, they probably feel shit, but I don't care because I'm not going to have to.
And then they don't have the
easy way out.
And because all of our dates these days is all online, until you meet them, it's all blind dates, so they don't give a fuck.
You know what I've just realized, Tim?
What?
You set the timer, but there's actually a timer on the screen.
Oh shit!
Oh wow,
that's even better,
dude. L plates. We're learning things every day.
That's even better.
Anyway, sorry to interrupt.
I mean, it's gone for 15 minutes so far. Oh, so man. We're doing well. All right, keep going. All right, so I suppose we could go into the topic now. So
breakups.
So obviously, those are. I think it's breakups and feelings and the way it all works, and the whole dating game really. But because I actually spoke to my, but before we go into that, I spoke to my mom the other day because I told her I had a date.
Yep.
And she's just like, "Are you gonna go pick her up?" I was like, "Mom, no, she doesn't even know who I am. Like, she doesn't want me to know where she lives." And she's like, "It's not much of a date if you don't pick her up." I'm like, "Mom, okay, Miss 50s. Okay." And she doesn't understand the concept of online dating, that everything's a blind date.
Different generation.
Everything's a blind date now. Yeah. Like, I don't remember the last time I actually asked a girl out in person.
Well, you think like
back do girls even like that?
Girls, please tell us. Email. No, but that makes me think back in our parents' generation. I think your mum's a bit older than my parents, but regardless, my parents grew up in the 70s, the 80s. I think by the time you get to the stage of dating, you've known them a little while.
Yeah.
So, my mom's telling me when she met my dad, like, she met him at a party and they were exchanging letters, like handwritten letters. So
God, that takes
they time. Had to know each other quite a bit before they actually got to dating, because there's not that instant communication. So dad was like,
and it's effort to send a letter.
Was like, come visit me in Sydney, because mum didn't live in there, she lived in Canberra. So she went to his house in Sydney to go visit him, and then that's when they started. I think you have to, back then it was just more normal, and that's why your mum probably said it, but nowadays it's instant Facebook. Yeah, when I told, it's much easier to not know them and then go on the
when
date.
I told mum that I was on Tinder, she was like, she looked at me like I was like the weirdest person. She's like, you're online dating? I'm like, no. I was like, mum, you have no idea what's going on at the moment. You have no clue. But
Tim, you're disowned.
but all right, so breakups. So obviously we've talked about the initial talking and stuff.
Yeah.
Let's go through what do you consider one of your worst breakups?
Ooh. Well,
you don't have to name the names. Even
no, I prefer not to.
She'll know.
We don't want to name and shame. I remember my first breakup. Well, my breakup from my first serious relationship.
How long ago was this?
This would have been close to 10 years ago.
Fuck.
Long time ago. Year 12?
Okay.
Year 11
of college? I think I know the one you're talking about. Yeah.
So, I mean, the relationship was a bit rocky.
How long did you guys date for?
I think 4 or 5 months. It was a high school
relationship.
Yeah, it was my first long, serious, I was like, okay, this is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
From what I can remember, it was the week of my birthday,
mm-hmm.
and I got really sick. So I was at my grandparents' house. I think I was in bed. I was just bedridden.
Your 18th birthday?
This would have been 18th. Yeah. Okay. So I think it was the day before or the day 2 days before I got sick. I was staying at my grandparents' house. I was laying in bed. I was bedridden. I think I must have been vomiting. I don't know. Anyway, day of my birthday, she breaks up with me over text message.
Oh.
Yeah. On my birthday.
Does she know it was your birthday?
I don't know.
Over text, that's fucked.
that's not really like the baddest one, but that that was my first one. I was like, oh, and I feel like because I was so sick and it was over text, it didn't really
And it was your birthday.
And it didn't really hit as hard. Yeah, I'm like sick, like real sick on my birthday. Girlfriend breaks up with me over text. I was sort of laying in bed just like, oh, that kind of sucks. But I have bigger problems to deal with right now, like trying not to spew everywhere.
And how did you react after you obviously got better and stuff? Did it take you a while to get over it, or was it fine?
From what I remember, I think I actually didn't. I think I handled it pretty well.
I mean, it's a high school relationship.
If we want to talk about the one I had the worst trouble with,
I would say the ones that when you're in an adult relationship, you know what I mean, like the ones that. Obviously, you've lived with a few girlfriends and stuff. Yep. Those ones are the ones that hit you the most because obviously that's the ones that change your lifestyle the most.
Okay. Here's a good one, and we'll go to you after this because I know you've got a few good ones. So this was someone we're not going to name names. You and I lived with her for a while. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wonder if she knows who she is.
Yeah, shout out to her if she's listening. No bad
blood. No way.
So we lived together. I think we lived together for 6 months or so in
Bunda. It was over a year, man.
Yeah, something like that.
Because we lived in two different places, remember?
It must have been, maybe it was, at the Bunda place.
By the way, if anyone's listening, don't live with a couple.
Yeah. And don't have two cats. Oh my God. Anyway, so.
We digress.
Yeah. So we ended up moving in with another mate we worked with. I think you moved back to your mum's or something like that. Anyway. So we moved out into a place in Watson, and I think we were there like a month or two. I was going through a bit of a rough stage in life, like working hard. I was always really tired.
Plus, we were just coming out of like sort of the teenage world. So I think we were like 22 at the time or something like that.
I would have been 24.
And that's right, because when we were 24. In Bunda, I turned 23.
I was 24.
So. So it's a rough time for anyone, really.
I think I was going through, you know, I was stressed at work all the time, and I was going through a stage of depression.
That job was bad, though. Yeah. I remember that.
So I was going through a stage of depression, and because
this is before you broke up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was going through depression for a while. Mm. There's, you know, a long period, which is probably what led there. So I was going through depression, not really doing anything, not achieving my goals. So just graduated uni, so I was sort of just chilling and working.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't suspect anything,
which
was the thing. But when I look back, I'm like, it was pretty obvious. Yeah. So one day she goes, she's got a day off work, and she's like doing herself up. She's like making us, and I was like, oh, I wonder what's going on? Maybe
is this
she's
for me.
Yeah, is she going out or something? Anyway, so she's like, oh, come have a chat with me out in the courtyard because she smoked cigarettes. So we went out there.
Why essentially, does she need makeup for that?
I don't know. So essentially, she just cut straight to the point. She's like, look, like, I think we should take a break. I've been struggling. Like, I think we just need some time apart. You know, the spiel.
Mm-hmm. Anything to soften the blow.
And me not expecting it at all, I start tearing up.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's not really a good look.
No, I mean, it's... Yeah. Of course. Like, I find that if you didn't cry, the relationship meant nothing to you, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, unless you're a robot.
Yeah, exactly. But I kind of became a bit of a wreck. I was like, oh, why are you doing this to me? Like, we can talk through this. And she goes, I'll move out. I'll find a new place so that you don't have to, like, deal with me being around. And I just went...
Good move.
I just went, no, you stay here. I'm moving out.
Okay, why? Why did you want to move out so much?
She's from Goulburn. I had family in Canberra. Okay. I was like, no, you know what? You stay. Mm-hmm. I'll go back to my mom's place.
Yeah, there's places you can go.
Yeah, I was like, oh no, you fuck. I would rather get. I don't want to be in this place. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be in this house.
You had memories there.
Memories. I didn't really like that place that much, and it was
memories. It was an excuse to get the fuck out. And I was like,
I'll see you later. But the point is, I think that night I was at my mom's. I was bloody devastated, and sad. I just sent her a message, just being like,
"It's never a good
idea." Being like, "I miss you. Can you please just come home? Why is this happening?" Essentially, she just gives me the, "Oh, it's just what I need." Like, blah blah. Like,
at least she replied,
"This will be better for both of us." Yeah, she was good at that. So the next I was pretty hung up for a while. I think probably like close to a year.
Well, you guys were dating for a while and you lived together.
18 months we dated, I think.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Close to a year, maybe even longer, I was still very hung up. I got to the stage where I looked up on YouTube how to get your girlfriend back. Yeah, no, it's
real. Oh, that's so it's fucking funny, dude.
So
I said it's bad, but like, damn, I'm surprised you said that.
It's desperate. Like, oh, trust me, man. Like, oh, this was bad.
No shame, dude.
I look back. So there's this YouTube channel, and I forgot his name now, but he's basically a breakup
coach. I know the guy you're talking about.
And he basically goes...
Matthew Hussey or whatever his name is.
No, not that guy. Some other guy. But he was essentially like, first thing you need to do is engage in no contact. Which
the hardest thing to do also.
So difficult.
Yeah, it's the hardest. He's like, it's the only thing you want to do. It's the only person you want to talk to at that time.
A month, don't send them a message. Don't like their status, don't reply, don't view their Snapchat. So I deleted my Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
Etc.
Instagram and stuff, yeah.
And he was like, after 2 weeks or whatever, after you haven't messaged them for 2 weeks, they're gonna message you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, she won't. She did.
Mm-hmm.
And what did I do? I replied.
Of course you did.
I replied.
Were you not supposed to reply?
No, he's like, if they message you, don't reply. Yeah. Don't reply for a month.
It's so hard when someone replies, though. Like, when someone texts you, like, especially someone that you want them to text you, like, if someone that I'm talking to that I really like texts me, I always say in my head, I'm like, all right, least reply in, like, 30 minutes so you don't seem too desperate. Yeah. But within 10 minutes, I fucking caved.
So essentially, she had a birthday, she invited me, I ended up going. I think we had a bit of a small on and off thing for a period after we'd broken up that didn't last long, maybe a week. And then I was still really hung up. So I sort of, after dealing with that, trying to get it back, the YouTube stuff, just one day, I just said to myself, why do I even want her back?
Mm.
I just sort of realized.
Did you get angry?
I went through all the emotions, sad, angry, but it wasn't even angry anymore. It was more clarity. I was like, why do I even want this back? Like, what's she really, you know, so great about her that makes me have to live in this, you know, constant misery, you know?
Routine.
Yeah. So I started going.
You're addicted, basically.
Yeah. So I started going, you know what? I'm going to just start doing what I want to do. So I started, I was exercising every day. I was doing push-ups every morning and night. I was doing runs. I was playing guitar every day. I started doing smashing my Spanish out. I was just doing so much stuff.
To distract yourself.
I did yoga every day too.
Distract yourself.
And eventually, I started feeling real good. I was just feeling really clean.
How long do you think it took you to get from that point to the good point?
To the point of me feeling totally over her?
Just feeling okay again. Happy again. Like, not over her, because obviously that could last a year, you know what I mean?
Maybe happy. I couldn't remember how long. It was all... A while. It just all kind of, that whole time sort of all felt like one big period.
Yeah.
Looking
back on it, do you think you would change the things that you did and the way you acted afterwards?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I think that period of my life, I was 24, so like I was you know, a bit older at that point. That time in my life really kind of shaped me as a person. Like, I feel like I learned more from that experience than from a lot of experiences in my life.
That's what I say to a lot of people. I'm like, bad experiences don't have to be bad. Like, mistakes and things that we've gone through, obviously you learn from those. Those are the things that make you who you are. And if I don't trust anyone that has never had a bad experience, because I'm like, then you're going to be very soft when you have a bad experience. Like, it's the people that obviously have never dealt with death or anything like that. Like, when it happens, it's going to hit you a lot harder. So,
yeah, I haven't dealt with that yet. I'm not looking forward to that.
Oh, it's not fun. But, but we digress again.
So essentially, I'll finish my story up and we'll go to you. It was probably like a year, I'd say. And then a year later, I went on a trip to America.
Yeah, I remember
that. And I was still going, like, probably the few months leading up to that was when I was getting better and I was being a bit more independent. But I went to America and I was like, I'm going to be wild and free and just like hook up with all the bitches and whatever, all these American babes.
He means females.
I mean lovely females. Yeah. No, forget I said that. Dude,
me too, man.
So I had that sort of, that desire, but I was still kind of in this mental space of, I got rejected, I don't feel very confident or worthy.
You feel sorry for yourself.
Yeah, I don't feel very like an exciting person to be around. I feel kind of like a reject.
Mm-hmm.
So I struggled with that.
Did you pick up in US?
Right at the end.
Nice.
Right. Okay. It took 2.5 weeks.
And a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, yeah. That boosted my confidence a bit. But it was really coming home and having a great time with friends and just having that experience of being on my, kind of being free in another country and you're like, or you've got yourself and your mates. And it was just sort of all those experiences that made me go, oh, like, there's so much, like, I just had a whole adventure. There's so much of my life to go. And I kind of just slowly just grew away from her.
Yeah.
And then, met my current girlfriend and haven't looked back since.
So that's just life, right? Obviously.
Tell us about your worst breakup, Tim. And I think I know a lot of this story.
You know most of it.
Tell our friends listening.
There's bits of this story that I can say and there's bits that I cannot say. Because obviously it involves other people. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. But I suppose, okay, so I met this, we were working together, I believe it was at Grilled with you.
Oh, what a great job.
Yeah, it was a terrible job.
Polish man, haunts my dreams.
Don't say that out loud. But obviously, we met there, we dated for quite a long time. It was almost a year. It was about the same time you were dating your girlfriend that you just spoke about.
Yeah.
And it was sort of the four of us for a long time. Like, it was. We were
double dating.
And it's so weird, because obviously looking back on it, it was such a long time ago, but... And unfortunately, these kind of relationships, you only remember the bad moments. You don't really remember the good moments, like throughout the relationship, because the bad moments are so prominent.
Mm-hmm.
So we dated for about a year. She was a lot younger than us. So she was about 4 years younger than me, I think. So I think she was 19, 20 when we started dating.
Like her first relationship?
No. So she dated before, but I don't think they were real relationships. Like she had a couple of boyfriends before that, but obviously that was her age and stuff, so like, I mean, what relationship was real at 19?
So this is probably like very serious for both of you.
I mean, it was my first full serious, because I had a couple before that I consider serious, but it was the longest for sure. And that's a big thing. So anyway, so we dated for about a year. I was full in love with her, like mad in love with her, but there was things that were just getting in the way. And I think she wasn't ready for the kind of commitment that I was. Obviously, I was a lot older, which looking back on it, I get. And obviously, when we broke up originally, completely
it's
get.
It's scary when you're 18. I think she was 18.
She was 19.
It's and scary I'm like, when you're 19. I mean, mate, you're not ready for something so big.
If someone came to me at 19 and says, I really want to spend the rest of your life with you, I would run the other fucking way.
Yeah.
So obviously, I still talk to her now, every now and then. So we're still fine. But obviously, this was a really bad time for me. So anyway, we go for about a year, 6 months first. And then she started like sort of, she didn't really realize that she what she was doing wrong, but she was flirting with a lot of other people, and I would know, and I'm like, pointing this out, I'm like, I don't think this is a good thing to be doing, you know. And at that time, I was so madly in love with her. You're just blinded by love. You don't really see the right things.
Emotion
at that
over
time.
Logic.
Yeah.
That's what we said. Yeah,
100%. And then so obviously we get to the point where we break up for about, I think, 2 weeks. And in those 2 weeks, she has sex with someone else. And it was really, really bad for me. Like, she told me, obviously, and I was a broken human being. I was living with you.
I remember that day, yeah.
It was not a fun day. I almost broke my hand.
I didn't really know when you came and told me. It was like, I don't even know what to say.
Well, I didn't even tell you. I was crying out the back, and you came, you're like, what's wrong?
No, you came and told me.
Did
I? Yeah.
Did I?
Okay. And I was like, how do I respond?
One of those things. Yeah. Man, I was not in a good place at the time. Yeah. So, obviously... emotion just went crazy after that. Like, and there was a lot of things I did that I regretted doing. Like, obviously she came over, which was, looking back, a mistake. Should have had a lot of time break before that. But obviously she came over and somehow we worked it out. We started dating again after 2 weeks. I think that's the main thing. Like, obviously we broke up. I think that's... I said that. I was just like, is this what we broke up for? Is this what you did? Is this why you wanted to do this? And I still call it cheating, even though she does. She was like, didn't cheat on you. I'm like, yeah, all right. Mm. We'll live in that gray area, shall we?
But, we were on a break.
All right, Ross, calm down. So, anyway, so obviously we went back together and we dated for another 6 months. Yeah. And then we ended up breaking up because she basically says, well, I'm not ready for this level of commitment.
Completely. How long fine. After... So, you guys broke up initially?
So, we broke up... Yeah, we broke up after 6 months. And then
how long after that did you guys have this chat that you're talking about now?
So, we broke up for 6 months. Then we dated again. We got back together in 2 weeks. So, we only had a 2 week break.
Yeah.
And then we dated for another, like, 5 months or something like
so
that.
So, quite a long period.
Yeah.
And that second 5 months, I mean, was that...
So good.
Was it different to the first 6 months?
Yeah, way better.
Better?
Yeah. For some reason, like, I think... Because she obviously felt really bad of what she did, right? And I think she was... Because I told her, I was like, if we're going to get back together, like, you're going to have to rebuild my trust. Like, I don't trust you at all. And she was really making an effort to do that. I think that's why we were really strong after that. Like, for those 5 months, they were really, really strong. That's why I felt like, oh, I was so ready to just stay with her, right? And then I got a new job, started getting a real office job. It was real estate and stuff like that. So it was a real job. And I think that... sort of highlighted how much more obviously older I was and more I don't want to say mature, even though it's true, but like I don't want to like say that as a negative on her part, but
yeah,
she realized that, oh well, we're definitely looking for different things right now. Mm-hmm. So she's just like, look, I really like you, and obviously if this was a different blah blah blah, then we'll be fine. And I don't know about you, but for some reason I have a delayed reaction to breakups. Like, so we spoke about it, we were face to face, everything was fine. And I understood. I still, to this day, I understood why she broke up with me, right? And I get it. And I think being the dumpy can be easier to a degree. Like, being dumped can be easier if you have the emotional maturity of being able to take that. So I was like, yeah, I understand. No worries, no hard feelings. And I was really wanted to maintain our friendship. That's what, at that time, that's what I really wanted to do. I was like, I want to make sure that we're still friends after this.
Yeah.
But we weren't friends before we started dating. You know what I mean? Like, we started dating. So I was just like, it's looking back on it, it was 100% a lie that I told myself because I didn't want to deal with the breakup. I wanted to have that in my life still. And obviously, throughout the next probably year after, I couldn't do that, you know, I couldn't break it. So it took a long time for me to just be to the point where, like, we need to stop seeing each other completely, because like,
yeah,
this is not healthy.
It reminds me of in my story, like when we'd broken up and then we had that little fling for a little bit, and that just made the bit after even worse.
Yeah,
because I was like doing well, then we fling, and then it's like, oh, back to where I was.
Yeah, because as soon as I realized that, like, I only want to maintain your friendship because I'm still in love with you, right? But you lie to yourself. And I think we were doing a friends with benefits thing for a while, which is a bad idea. Do not do that with your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously those kind of things, you can't do them when there's feelings involved. And especially only one-sided feelings. And it got even worse because obviously I could slowly see her like have no feelings for me. So I turned into a fucking monster, as I say at the beginning of this podcast. Like, there's things where I was just like, just super depressed, super like... Just, you know, that want of someone to text you and they just don't. And then you just have that gut in your feeling.
Yeah.
So this lasted for a long time. And I think that was the main thing. It's just like when it finally ended, and obviously you know how it ended. And it got even worse. Yeah. Like, it got way worse. That was like a big, big band-aid ripped off, because I was like, because obviously we'll
due to all that happening.
Well, it was also forced to us to cut it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was, I needed that push to cut them out of my life.
How long after it happening did you feel better?
Was after it that, was after it the
instantly?
No.
But how long did it take for you to finally feel like rid of this, of these feelings, you know?
The feelings probably, probably like 6 months after that happened.
So still a while.
Well, I think it was more hurt because obviously how it happened. Like, obviously, like, it was just, it was a very, very sticky situation. And it created a lot of turmoil in regards to our friendship group and all that stuff. So it was just like, it was a big thing. And because it was such a big thing, it stayed around. But then it was easier to cut it because of the anger I felt. And I think Because obviously when you break up with someone, it's like you don't always feel anger. Like, obviously you love this person and you want to be with them. And I try not to feel angry, because I feel anger is the easiest of all emotions to feel. So it's actually, it's more mature and more talkative to obviously be understanding, put your feet in their shoes and stuff like that. But as soon as you can feel angry, you can get over feelings a lot easier. And that's what happened, basically.
I want to touch on one of my breakups as well, where I think I did the right thing. And I think as we were saying, bad idea after you break up to hook up with them again.
You shouldn't even talk to them.
So one of my breakups, it happened because they...
How long ago was this? Is this before the last girlfriend or...
Yeah. 7 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
2014.
Long time, yeah, long time.
About then, 2014, 2015.
Oh, I know this person.
So, we were dating, and then eventually she just kind of stopped talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she wouldn't text me or whatever. And I'm like,
this is... She would never initiate text, or she wouldn't reply to text.
Yeah, she wouldn't initiate. Okay. So then I would send her a message being like, hey, you're going. And then she'd always reply with, like, good.
Oh, fuck that.
Like, stuff like that. Fuck, and I was that. Like, what's going on? So I would ask my friends, like, oh, do you and your girlfriend text every day? Like,
someone said good to me. Yeah. I would just cut them out. I'm like, fuck that.
Oh, but I was, you know, young. You're and dumb. Love, yeah. Young and dumb. I wasn't even in love. I think I was just like, didn't have much experience with these kinds of things. And I was just like, oh, maybe like, blah. Anyway, so we went through this rocky couple of week period. And then we broke it off, and I was really upset, but she was kind of hot and cold. So like, after we'd broken up, there was like a festival that we were going to, and she said to me, oh, I'm going to this festival, I'd love to like see you there. And I was like really confused, and as you said, I got angry. So when we got to the festival and I saw her, I was like, no, I remember
being very protective of you.
I was like,
festival,
I don't want to have anything to do with you. But the bad thing is, before the festival, I'd said yeah for sure, like we'll
of course.
And then, but then when I got,
because you're a nice person,
yeah, and when I got there, I was like, no.
Well, I remember, nope. I remember this exactly. I know the one you're talking about. And I was just like, I'm never going to leave your side. Because I'm like, I know she's going to come and try to steal you.
But it was
good. And then I lost you. And then guess who found you?
That was good. So one of my friends who was camping with her said, oh, can you please go talk to her? Like, I think you guys need to just get this out. And I was like, okay, yeah. I'll do it. I'll do it for you, not her. Mm. So went to the campsite. She was like, let's talk in the tent.
Bad idea.
Well,
that's where clothes and nakedness is. Yeah.
So we're having this chat. We're both in tears. Blah blah blah. That's
attractive.
And it's not going particularly well. Like, I don't think we're resolving anything. I think it's pretty clear that we're not supposed to be dating. Like, we probably should break up. But I think because she was losing control and I was like not keen, I was like, no, I don't think it. She was like, oh, okay. And then started taking off her shirt. I was like, oh, how good do my boobs look? How good do my boobs? And she's like, here. And she like grabs my hand and makes me touch him. And essentially was like, yep, you could have me now if you want, is essentially what she was saying. So you know what I did, Timmy? I was like, have a nice night.
Oh, man.
And I fucking walked out of there.
So fucking good to feel.
Do you know what the cherry on the cake is, though?
What? She would have felt
so shit. She's walking off. Obviously, I've left her there.
Naked.
She's all like, obviously like, whoa, what the fuck? And obviously, this felt like a big deal to me. I was like, oh, you know, I felt really bad, but it's what needed to be done.
Well, next time, you definitely shouldn't have had
next
sex
time I saw her, she was arm to arm with another guy. And this was probably like an hour or two later.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so was that the same festival?
Same festival.
That's
and I was
hilarious.
Like, oh, she's pretty, looking pretty.
Are you surprised by it? I'm not surprised.
No, but it made me think, oh, well, was I really that important to that person? Anyway. I was just, that's what my point is.
This is like therapy.
I managed to not do it, and it was the right move, and I didn't have to deal with those emotions any longer. I cut it off there, and it was the right choice.
Well, sometimes the
average advice.
Sometimes the right choice is not the easiest choice to make, especially when we're dealing with obviously relationships and stuff. Is like, you really, really want to do something, but you know in your head, I shouldn't be doing this. Like texting someone that obviously has given you very many signs they're not interested. but you still want them to be interested. So you're like, I still need to try and make it help and stuff. Yeah.
We're 45 minutes.
We're doing really well. Yeah, this was easy, man. Yeah. I told you, we could talk about this for hours.
Do you want to, should we do anything else? Or should we start wrapping it up?
I think what we need to do now is discuss, obviously we've made a few stories. What I wanted, have you ever been dumped? I mean, oh yeah, obviously
been dumped.
That one dumped you. A few times. Do you prefer being dumped or dumping?
Dumping.
You prefer dumping? Mm-hmm. Is that because you have more control? You can control and prepare yourself.
I think I prefer guilt over rejection. As bad as it sounds.
I get that. See, I think I prefer being dumped just because, well, obviously, initially, I think as I said, I have a delay reaction. So like a month later, I feel really, really sad. But I don't know when I think I've only dumped one person, and you know the one I dumped.
Yeah.
After 6 months, she was the greatest. She was so nice, but she deserved better than me basically at that time. I think I was 20.
What do you mean, Tim? You're a god among men.
Not at 20, I wasn't. Not at 20, I was a little fucking boy. So yeah, I think, and I had like anxiety and like serious pains in my stomach for 2 days before leading up to it.
Yeah.
Because obviously they're still texting you and stuff too, and you feel like you don't want to lead them on knowing that you're going to dump them. So you don't want to text the same way, but then you feel terrible because then they're obviously knowing something's, it's a real thing. So obviously what I want to ask for you, obviously the name of the podcast, what advice would you give on what not to do basically? Or like why, looking back on what you've done, what do you say with your experience and your knowledge now? What do you say to your past self and anyone else going through this? What you should do in a breakup?
Oh, okay. In a breakup or in relationships in
general?
No,
in a breakup. In a breakup. Because that's the thing.
So I think we'll look at it from two sides.
Mm.
If you're getting rejected, or if not rejected, if you're the one getting broken up with, you're the one getting dumped. I think if they seem very certain about the breakup, you need to not chase them.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to realize it's very, very unlikely. I mean, it's probably happened to people that they've got back and then they've continued to have a great relationship. But from my experience, if they've broken up with you and they seem cold, they've gone from your lover to
just ice.
Just cold and like not replying. Just bite the bullet and just forget them. Mm. I mean, you can chase them. You can try and get them back, but if it doesn't work out, you will feel 10 times worse than how you felt when you originally got broken up with, at least in my opinion. Mm. And if you get back with them and then get broken up with again, you'll feel terrible.
So I think you're right, obviously. Like, I think looking back on it, no matter how hard it is, even if you love them and you want them to be in your life, you need to end it and have that least 2 months away of just no contact completely. And don't lie to yourself saying that, oh, we're just trying to be friends, because you're fucking not. You're lying to yourself.
If you get broken up with and you guys do have that period of not contacting each other, that's when your real feelings about the person come out.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you won't contact them. Maybe they'll start to realize they actually do want to be with you.
Well, I think
or maybe you'll realize you don't want to be with them.
I feel sometimes also, obviously, if someone breaks up with you and then you're strong enough to have that no contact, they can then realize they miss you.
Yeah.
And then they'll come back. And then obviously that if you do make a relationship then it could be stronger for it. Mm-hmm. But if you go crazy with your emotions and let emotions control your logic, then you'll probably push them away even more. Because like then you'll just go crazy. Yeah. You'll start texting them all the time, become real clingy.
It basically shows them, if they've broken up with you, it's probably for a reason. It could be something to do with like you might have been too
clingy. You need to make sure, make them want you.
And if you're
acting
like that, emotional, that's just reinforcing how they feel.
Damn. That's some fucking average advice right there.
Pretty average.
And take it or leave it.
And in terms of being the dumper, which I've only done one time, I think.
Broken up with someone?
Oh, well, broken up with a relationship, I've been the dumper, but breaking off flings, I've done a few times.
Breaking off flings is a little bit different, I suppose. Like, depends if there's emotion. If there's, because obviously there's a difference between love and just like lust.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, man, I really, really enjoy like having sex with you, but I don't love you or have any feelings for you. It's hard when obviously that's one-sided and one side does have the feelings, but that's when you have to break it off.
So in terms of being the dumper, my advice is going to be quite average because I haven't much experience, but I think if you have those feelings that you need to break up with them, don't do it as soon as, like, as soon as you feel 100% confident. Because if you keep delaying it, it's going to be harder and harder. And you may... I know people that have wanted to do it, and they've taken years to actually do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
So, like, I think if you take a long time, it's just going to be even harder for you.
And it becomes a big thing after that.
And then the longer that you're together, the stronger the relationship feels, even if you feel that way. And then you're just going to get more and more irritated by things they do. And you're going to more and more wish that you were... And it's just not great. I think just do it as soon as you have the idea. And I feel bad. I feel like people are going to be like, yeah, and then dump all their girlfriends or boyfriends after
this. If that happens, it was supposed to happen.
Maybe it was, yeah, it was meant to be.
Like, if someone listens to this and you're like, you know what? I do need to break up with my girlfriend. Guess what? You probably need to break up with your girlfriend.
I have two things to say. You're welcome, but also I'm sorry.
It's one of those things, obviously, this is average advice. We're just idiots. We're idiots experiencing...
Excuse me?
We're idiots.
Genius.
No.
Genius level.
genius smarts. But basically, what we're trying to say is, obviously, we've gone through this, and I'm turning 27 this year. You're 28, right? Yeah. We've gone through this...
2 weeks.
We've gone through this a lot. Like, and I just want to make sure... I mean, if I could talk to my past self... I would punch that motherfucker in the face, because I'm like, you were doing the wrong thing. You were doing the wrong thing, especially prolonging the pain of a breakup. That's the worst thing to do, because it gets so much worse.
I think if I could go talk to my past self, I'd be like, dude, there is going to be so many good times ahead of you, like in a year's time. And I even knew that when I was sad. I was like, in a year's time, I'm not going to care, but I still cared so much. But if I could go back, I'd be like, dude, trust me. Just keep doing your thing and drop it. Drop it right now. Mm-hmm. There will be good times.
Of course. Life is a roller coaster.
Giving myself a bit of a slap.
Yeah. But yeah, life's a roller coaster. And like, I think when you're in the moment, especially when you're that young too, like, you think that your world's going to end. And you're like, fucking, no, it's not. You'll be fucking fine.
I don't know, funny. So when I had the first break I was talking about, I actually sent a message to the girl you were dating at the time.
Did you?
Yeah, I was.
Well, that makes sense.
I'm a bit upset, blah, blah, blah. She knew
about it too.
And then she actually gave me some great average advice.
Well, that's because she just did it.
No, this was before. I think before you guys did it.
No, we broke up before.
Oh, really?
You. And then I think that's what pushed your girlfriend to do it. Yeah, because she realized that, you can break up with these guys. I didn't realize.
So she said one thing that really hit home, and she's just like, pull yourself together. Mm-hmm. That's all she said. She's like, you're great. Pull yourself together. You'll be fine. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I'm fucking great. Pull myself together. Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Everyone should wake up in the morning, look themselves in the mirror and say, I'm fucking awesome. And if you can't, figure out a way to feel awesome. You know what I mean?
If you can't, get someone else to say it to you in the mirror.
Naked.
I mean, whoa, that's saucy. Look, Tim, it's been 53 minutes. Do you think we should start wrapping this shit up? We
probably should wrap it up.
All right. It's been a great first episode.
I hope this actually recorded.
This went a lot better than I
told you. You were freaking out, and I was like,
we didn't freak out.
We could talk about this for freaking hours. We could talk about this shit for hours.
I was just worried we wouldn't be ready or have enough stuff to say. But this
We've been friends for 12 years.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's good to have doubts. Yeah, it's good to doubt yourself, to have your limits.
Well, this was first episode down. Now that first episode's done, I think the next couple of episodes are going to be... To be fair, also, if you're just listening to this, the other episodes are going to be a lot happier. Like, this was an episode that was obviously about pain, but I don't want to leave with that, you know what I mean? Yeah. I want people to understand that, obviously, breakups happen, and it's a shit part of life, but you'll get through it.
But you guys... Listen to us. We hope that we want you to relate to the things we say. We want you to try and, be familiar with what we're saying and relate. Relate to your own life. And even if you don't take our advice, at least you know that other people have been through those times, and we've really learned from it. And now we're fucking having the best times of our lives,
And obviously, if you do have a story about a breakup that you've gone through, think that will help other people, email at us.
We'll share some of emails, those stories in our future episodes.
Definitely will. Yeah. We might do a segment or something, just like past topics or something like that.
Yeah,
we can
yeah.
just bring up. Emails like that. Obviously, this is probably going out to no one at the moment, so we're not expecting an influx of emails straight
maybe
away.
In like 2 years time when this first podcast finally goes to someone's ears. Yeah.
But I think we'll probably leave it there. But thanks again for listening. I've been Tim.
I'm Zar.
And this is Average Advice.
And
stay average. Thanks, guys. All right, that's the show for this week, guys. I don't know about you, Zar, but I feel much smarter with that advice.
Big brain energy over here, mate.
We release a new episode every Thursday, so please subscribe if you enjoy the show. But to keep up to date with us throughout the week, follow us at Instagram at Average Advice Official or Facebook, facebook.com/Average Advice.
Yeah, and if you have any of your own stories that you want to share regarding the topic we've just spoken about, or if you have a suggestion for a new episode, please send us an email at podcast@averageadvice.com.au. But that's us for this week, guys. We're Average Advice. Remember,
stay average.
See you.